Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, July 27. Coming up, Jamaica to benefit from enhanced country poverty assessment program, education to become a legal right for all children, and tourism ministry projects 1.5 million cruise arrivals to Falmouth by 2021. The details after the break.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise that it will be closing its outlet in Black River, St. Elizabeth, effective Friday, July 29, 2016. Customers in and around the area who wish to apply for their passport can do so at the agency's offices in Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay, or Montego Bay. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Now the news. The government is moving to make access to education up to the secondary level a legal right for the nation's children. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the move is intended to bolster efforts to ensure that every child 3 to 18 years old is in a position to take advantage of public education opportunities.
We are now therefore looking at making the right to secondary education explicit in law. And I have directed the Minister of Education, Youth and Information to examine the existing legislation with a view to making it illegal for any child to be denied a right to secondary education.
The Prime Minister adds that as part of the thrust to improve access to education, the government remains committed to removing auxiliary fees in schools and increasing the funding channeled to high schools from $2.6 billion to $5.3 billion. Mr. Holness was speaking in Parliament on Tuesday. Jamaica is among 19 countries set to benefit from a program aimed at helping Caribbean nations improve their capacity to measure poverty. The $4.1 million U.S. dollar Enhanced Country Poverty Assessment Program was launched by the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, on Tuesday. The initiative seeks to enhance the capacity of participating countries to conduct multidimensional poverty assessments. Multidimensional poverty measurement considers how poor people experience poverty, which goes beyond income considerations and takes into account other deprivations of education, health, housing, empowerment, personal security, among other things. Some of the Caribbean countries expected to benefit under the Enhanced Country Poverty Assessment Program are Anguilla, the Bahamas, Barbados, Belize, the Cayman Islands, Dominica, Guyana, Haiti, St. Lucia, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett is projecting that cruise arrivals to the Falmouth port in Trelawney will increase to 1.5 million by 2021. This will involve increasing the average spend by each cruise passenger to $120, up from $90. Mr. Bartlett says plans to transform the resort town into a premier regional destination will play a pivotal role in achieving this goal.
Falmouth has the capacity to become the largest distributor of cruise passengers in any given destination within the region. What it means is that Falmouth can have more ships coming, larger ships coming.
Mr. Bartlett says the number of calls on the port will be increased from once or twice per week to 4 days weekly. And consultations are ongoing regarding amendments to the Noise Abatement Act. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the changes are part of the multifaceted approach to crime fighting. The law is being amended to grant extensions to entertainment events beyond 2 a.m. with conditions.
There will be a graduated table of punishment for the venue, for the promoter. They are going to be required to have CCTV cameras installed at these events, metal detectors. Yes, there will be extension, but that extension is going to come with conditions and everybody will have to play a role because everybody has to take some responsibility for dealing with this monster of crime.
He adds that strict penalties will be put in place for breaches. The amendments will be undertaken with support from the island's local authorities, which have been asked to establish entertainment zones. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.